Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Good morning and welcome to the Tip TV and eToro newspaper review. I'm joined, as always, by Tony Cross, CEO of Monk Communications. My name's James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst at eToro. And again, like last week, we're going away from the normal format, all because of those pesky Greeks, and we're going to look at Greece yet again. Obviously, over the weekend, this weekend, we have had the all-important referendum. Last weekend was the announcement of the referendum. Finally, we've had it. The no vote prevails. 61% of the Greeks who voted in favour of the no vote. Are we surprised by that or not? What did we expect?
I think what surprised me most has been this morning's market reaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, they didn't have long to have the debate about yes, no, or, you know, the proper structured debate about yes, no. Obviously, it had been in on the agenda in cafes and offices, and I'm sure in Greece for months. But what's really thrown me, and I think you've also commented as well, is the fact that markets have been so so willing just to take this and move on. And obviously, there's a whole host of factors that could be driving that. Certainly, the way that the commentary was shaping up last night, a lot of people were expecting some fairly, not carnage, but some triple digit moves on the FTSE and things.
These papers
like that.
First thing we've Telegraph this morning: Greek no to spark turmoil in markets. I mean, front page of the Business and Telegraph. That's fairly punchy to go with.
Yeah.
And what we have seen, I mean, euro dollar is now trading 110.70, 73 or so this morning at the moment. That's sort of a few points, 20, 30, 40 points away from close on Friday night.
Yeah.
And much like we saw last week on the announcement of the referendum, Asian markets, we wake up, we Europe and currencies open, and we drop pretty heavily, but we're straight back up again.
Yeah.
I mean, equity markets, which the euro has been resilient this week, and that's around everything Greece, it has been pretty resilient. But looking towards the equity markets, the indices, they have been the ones where we've felt the biggest brunt of the move. Yet the DAX is down 4%, the FTSE is down 0.8%, the DAC 1.7%. I mean, these market reactions just aren't there. I tend to, is this because this has become such a political story rather than a market story?
There is that argument. I think the other one is we're now once again in a waiting game. There's a couple of very important things to happen next. Greece, or the Bank of Greece, was going to the ECB today to ask for more emergency liquidity. Mm. Greece is literally going to run out of money in the next few hours.
Yeah.
The cash points are going to have no more euros to dispense. So, we've got that real situation. If the ECB turn around and say no, then that obviously pushes them another step towards printing drachma, an exit from the eurozone. There's a summit being convened for tomorrow night amongst Eurogroup leaders. So there's that again is going to be the next critical point. The bravado that was prevailing from Tsipras suggesting that a deal could be signed in 24 to 48 hours is apparently technically impossible.
Yeah.
So, this to me, the risks are on the downside before we see any upside or any potential upside. So maybe once we start getting some more clarity about how this request to the ECB is met and then also what the, what the thoughts are of the various Eurogroup leaders, because one thing that's prevailed throughout this is they haven't been very coordinated in their message.
No.
Obviously something that I'm always trying to impress on my clients, they've all been left to say their own thing.
Yeah.
And as each statement comes out, we could see some more movement.
Yeah.
I guess bear in mind, Greece is 2% of the Eurozone's overall economy, apparently. So, again, just look at that, what what is the actual consequence here?
Yeah, and this is the big thing. I mean, the one question people are going to be asking, is this Greece leaving the Eurozone? And I don't think there is an actual cast iron answer to that. It's the answer is we're a step closer. The other questions are, does this mean there's going to be huge contagion, Spain, Cyprus? There's no cast iron answer to that. We're a step closer to something like that happening. So all the weekend has really done is tell us that the Greek people still support what Tsipras is doing. And really, it just leaves us in the same situation where we're negotiating. Just what we're negotiating now about is the crux of the Eurozone and what happens to Greece in the end. So we're now, after all the posturing, all the years of toing and froing, now, after the weekend, we're finally talking about whether Greece leave the Eurozone or stay on a realistic basis.
Yeah, I mean, I just to add there, the one thing I saw this week, just this morning on Bloomberg, was a statement saying what they want to be really careful not to do is set a template for rebel behaviour. So basically, to ensure that, because Spain... Yeah. I've said it before, Spain have got their elections coming up in December.
Yeah.
They have a similar balance. You know, there's more of the pro-austerity party in at the minute. There's a swing towards the anti-austerity. If they see Greece, quite frankly, getting away with it, then they're going to be jumping onto that bandwagon as well.
Absolutely. And this is the key thing. France is another one that we were all worried about France for such a long time. And it always goes away that now France, Hollande is aligning himself with Merkel, but... economically, France is equally as bad positioned as anyone else.
Yeah.
So it's another big thing that we're going to have to look at. I mean, could be the end of the Eurozone. There's discussions in every paper this morning saying that there are secret discussions with Merkel, Hollande, the ECB, the IMF and everyone about where does the Euro go after this?
Yeah.
And that's even without Greece leaving.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you would hope that after this weekend it would have been... I think a lot of people naively, probably me as well, were hoping that this weekend would give us an end to something. But it just really opens the more questions, and we've got longer to go on it. But it's not the only story this week. The other story that we've got going is the budget. We've got the budget happening on Wednesday, emergency budget or post-election budget, whatever you want to call it. We're expecting George Osborne to find £12 billion in cuts somewhere along the line. That's what he's been touting around this week. And what else are we expecting?
I mean, obviously, there's talk of restructuring the bank levy, which I think is quite important to a lot of retail shareholders and also to a lot of people who work in the UK. Going to have to be really carefully messaged that, because if you're cutting public sector, you know, cutting welfare payments, and then you're seen to make a move there, you know, that's got the potential to sting.
If you're going to do that, though, do it straight after an election.
But I can see why he's doing it, because obviously, the minute you've got people like Standard Chartered saying, HSBC, we're going to leave because it's ridiculous. They've got they're being taxed on their global asset base, whereas the proposal is to change the structure so they're only taxed on UK assets and obviously increase the amount that they're hit by. That makes a lot more sense, unless, of course, you happen to have 80% of RBS and 20% of Lloyds you're trying to shift off your book as well.
Absolutely. But yet again, another political story that we're going to be looking at trying to get a market reaction out of, which maybe... could be very simple. Let's face it, the markets don't always look at the budget, really, to be perfectly honest, unless there's something massive. But still, two political stories which are really dominating now.
Yeah.
Going to be the same for the rest of the week, I'd say. So
let's see how it goes.
There you go. Tony, as ever, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for watching. Join us next week for the weekend newspaper review. Back to normal next week, looking at the weekend papers. But thanks for joining us.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.